Bible called Proverbs, which teaches us about wisdom. We've been learning about wisdom, and today we're thinking about decisions. I need to get a few things here. Decisions. Have you noticed that life is full of decisions? And we're going to turn to God's word today to get some wisdom on that. So should we pray and ask for God's help? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak to us in your word, and we pray that you would give us your wisdom and help us to listen to you today. Amen. So, decisions. Have you noticed that life is full of decisions? It starts first thing in the morning. So first thing you've got to decide is, what am I going to wear? So I might get up in the morning and I think, shall I wear one of my favourite T-shirts? Or shall I wear my other favourite T-shirt? So it's a very difficult decision that I find of which one's it going to be today, because each one's special in a different way to me. And then it's, what shall I eat for breakfast? Is it going to be bran flakes, or should I go for a pastry? What do you think? Go for the pastry, won't I? Now, but was that a good decision or not? Hard to tell. I'll have a think about that when I finish the pastry. And then what else do we have to think about? Oh, you go to school and you think, well, who am I going to talk to? Who am I going to play with? You have to make decisions. And then as you get older, you have to make other kinds of decisions. So maybe you like sport, and in the summer, you think, well, I love playing tennis. But then also, I like cricket as well. You know, I want to play cricket. Which one can I do? Maybe they're on at the same time. Decisions. I don't know what to do. Should I learn an instrument? Or not? Perhaps not. And then when I get older, I've got to think, well, what am I going to study? Maybe I've got to choose between languages. Is it going to be French or Spanish or something even more difficult? Or should I do kind of art? Am I going to be one of those people who's very good at art? Or am I going to be more into drama? Or should I, when I get older, I have to think about subjects to study. What A-levels should I do? Some of you have had to make those kinds of decisions. Should I go to university? If so, which one? What should I study? And then the decisions don't stop there. As you get older, what kind of job do I think I might like to do? So should I be a builder, perhaps? What have we got here? Oh, yeah. Should I be a baker, maybe? What do I want to do? Decisions. There are so many things that we have to decide. And then also just even in church, I have to think, well, maybe at some point in my life, I move to a different place. Which church should I go to? And then how should I serve in church? What should I do there? But then also every day we make all kinds of other decisions, don't we? Should I do something now or later? Should I say something or should I remain silent? Maybe someone is not very nice to me. What should I do about that? There are so many decisions. It can be very stressful, can't it? Trying to work out what to do. Decisions. Well, fortunately, we are not alone. God has spoken to us in the Bible. This is God's word. And God speaks to us and he helps us with making decisions, particularly in the book we've been looking at, the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs has lots to say to us about making decisions. Now, it's a big book, so I've tried to pull some of the verses together. And if you can see a notice sheet on the back, we've got some of the Proverbs we'll be looking at today. And in fact, some of the main wisdom on making decisions is on the service sheet in the box. It's actually on both of those there. So these are very important, very famous verses from the book of Proverbs, and they go like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. That's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And that, do you know what? They're such good verses that we're going to learn them together, okay? So all I want you to do is to repeat after me. So first line, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
And lean not on your own understanding. Okay, we'll put them together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Very good. And then the third line, in all your ways submit to him.
In all your ways submit to him.
And he will make your path straight. Okay, so three and four together. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Do you think we could manage the whole thing? So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Oh, and then don't forget the reference. You need to know where it's from. It's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, okay? Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Tell you what, let's do the whole thing and the reference. I'm sure we can do it. Try not to peek if you can manage it, okay? So, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Well done. Very, very useful and wonderful verses to remember. We're going to come back to those verses a few times as we go through our time together. There's lots of wisdom there. And Proverbs is very useful to us, but we're going to look at some of these others on the sheet as well that help us to make good decisions and help us to avoid bad decisions. We're going to learn three lessons today. And the first one is this. If you want to make good decisions, don't rush. Okay? If you want to make a good decision, don't rush. So can you see Proverbs 19, verse 2? Let me read. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. Okay, it's not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. Some of those words are a bit fancy, aren't they? So here's another way one puts it. Enthusiasm without knowledge is not good. And if you act too quickly, you might make a mistake. Okay, so if you want to make a good decision, then don't rush. Now, let me show you. I've been watching at Barkham. If you know Barkham and you stay for coffee, one thing you'll know that happens is lots of people like playing with Lego. And I'm just watching everyone thinking, I want to play with Lego as well. So I've decided that I love Lego and I'm going to make something fantastic. So children, if you can't see me, you can sort of come and sort of see, as long as you can see what I'm doing. But I'm just going to make something brilliant and shove that one there. And Lego's so good, isn't it? I absolutely love it. And let's see. Oh, that's good. I think I might just shove that on. And then, this is great, isn't it? Really great. Oh, and oh, no. What? Ah, disaster. I can't believe it. I'm really annoyed. My Lego building has not gone well. What was the problem? Someone tell me. What was I doing wrong? Did anyone see what I was doing? What was I doing? Joshua, can you see? Yeah, yes, Eliza. I was rushing, that's right, I was very enthusiastic, wasn't I? Lots of excitement, but I was rushing into it, doing everything too quickly, and therefore, everything was going wrong. That's fine, thank you, Arthur, I'm going to do some more, no, it's okay, I'm going to pick up some things in a moment. But that's right, isn't it? First lesson, if you're trying to make a good decision, is don't rush it. Don't rush it. I didn't think, I didn't plan what I was going to do. I didn't think about how much room I had or how high it was going to be. Don't rush decisions. Don't go with the first thing that comes into your head. If you're in a hurry, things often go wrong. It's a good lesson, isn't it? Our first reaction often isn't the best one. Imagine that somebody is kind of unkind to me. At school or wherever I might be, they might say something unkind, and then maybe they push me out of the way, Well, what the first thing that might come into my mind is, well, I'm going to get them back. I'm going to say something unkind to them. Or I think I might push them hard or push them over. No, that wouldn't be good. Better to stop. Better to count to 10. Better to wait. And often, if you wait, one thing you can do is to pray and ask God to help you to know what to do. So that's our first lesson. It's very simple, isn't it? Making good decisions, don't rush it. That's the first thing we're going to do. And before we think about our next lesson, and I've got absolutely brilliant helpers here who are wonderfully tidying up all the mess that I made just now, we're going to sing. We're going to sing. It's like our next song says, encourages us to pray about all things. There's a line in the song that says, sometimes I forget I can share what's on my mind. It's good to pray to God about everything, and that can help us as we try to make good decisions. So as the music begins, let's stand. Right, so can you remember our first lesson about making decisions? What's the first thing we need to remember? Can anyone tell me? What have we seen already? Yes, Hugo. Don't rush it, absolutely. That's the first thing to remember. The second lesson is this: get advice. Make sure that you get advice. Can you see the next proverb there? Proverbs 12, verse 15. It says, the way of a fool seems right to him, but the wise man listens to advice. The way of a fool seems right to him, but the wise man listens to advice. Okay, so it's a bit like this. Undeterred by my initial troubles, I've decided I'm going to carry on with my Lego building. And this time, I've decided I'm not going to rush, okay? I'm not going to rush this time. I've learnt my lesson. But I want to build a tower. I'm going to build a high tower. I'll be very excited about this. So I've been working on this already. I've got some quite sort of tall sections that I'm going to kind of put together, and I'm going to build my high tower, and I'm just going to go, height is the thing. I think if you're building a tower, you've got to go big, haven't you? So I'm going to shove on my high tower, and I'm going to go really, really tall. There's another tall section here, which I'm going to, hang on. I need another piece. Yeah, that'll do. There we go. Right. Oh, and then. Oh, dear. Yeah. What do you think? Oh, no. It's okay. I can do it. I know. Let's try again. What do you think of my tower building? I saw some of our experts around here. Hugo, what do you reckon of my tower building? Is it? Not the best. Why? Sorry. What? Why? What? Why can't I build this tower? What is the problem, Hugo? A bit too thin. No. But you've got to go big. You know, if you want to build a high tower, you just got to go tall. I mean, it's a bit too thin. Oh dear. No. Look, I could need another tall bit. Oh, I'm going to put the tall bit. Or this at the bottom, I think. Yeah. Let's see if I can get it to stand. Ah, no, oh dear. Okay, if I'm going to get this tall tower to stand, what do you think I need to do? Foundation's bigger. Foundation's bigger if you say, well, something like that. Yeah, that would be good. Okay, so let's try a bit of that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Actually, I have to say, that is quite a bit more solid, yeah. And then, oh, look. Oh, yeah, there you go. And then we've even got a little bit we can put on top. Oh, look. Oh, look at my tower. Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so now it's interesting, isn't it? So let's have a look at that again. The way of a fool seems right to him. Now, did you notice that was me, wasn't it? I was the fool. I thought that I knew what I was doing. I just wanted to go for height and go as thin as possible to make it as tall as possible. But when I just pressed on and I wasn't really listening to anyone else, I was being a fool. I was being a fool. Do you remember what our verses? Can you remember the verses we learnt together? How did it go? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Stop there. Lean not on your own understanding. That is one of the signs that we are foolish when we think we know everything and don't listen to God or anyone else. And I was being a fool when I wouldn't listen to any advice. But the wise thing to do is to listen to others, particularly those who know what they're doing, like young Hugo and many of our friends here, who know all about Lego building. If we are wise, we'll listen to advice. Do you see the next proverb on the list there? Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. It's so important for us in all kinds of situations in our lives. Doesn't matter whether you're little or whether you're a teenager or whether you're older, or any stage of life, in the decisions we make, we need to listen to others, not assume that we know everything ourselves. Because there's something in us, isn't there? There's something in us that thinks, I know what I'm doing. Nobody tells me what to do. I know how to sort this out. But no, God, in his kindness, puts people around us who can give us the wisdom we need. He gives us parents and teachers and family and our church family and others too, and good friends who can help us and give us advice and make us wise. So if you're facing something difficult to do or you've got a big decision to make, make sure you talk to others about it and get good advice and listen to them. God gives us people around us. He gives us friends around us. And of course, we have a friend we can always turn to. And we're going to sing about him now. We're going to sing our next song. I have a friend, a faithful friend. So we're still thinking about decisions. Can you remember the two things that we've learned so far? So what's the first lesson about making good decisions? Don't rush. And then secondly, get advice. Yeah, that's right. Don't rush. Get advice, listen to others, don't assume you know it all yourself. But then finally, and most importantly, put God first. Put God first. In fact, I'm going to put it differently. I'm going to put it like this. Trust God and obey him. Trust God and obey him. Do you remember those verses we learned at the beginning? Let's say them again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord. First, trust him. And one of the great things we can do here is remember, actually, God is in control. God is in control. There's a great proverb which shows us this. It's Proverbs 16:33. You can see it on your list. It says, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Casting lots, it's a way of making decisions. It's a bit like flipping a coin. I've got a coin here. You flip a coin sometimes when you want to make a decision, don't you? Beginning of a football match, you know, who's going to sort of play which way, who wins the toss in a cricket match. Flip a coin, whoops, to make a decision. And the whole point of flipping a coin is you don't know which way it's going to fall, isn't it? Except this verse says there's someone who always knows which way is going to fall. The Lord knows every time. And we're just going to help ourselves to remember this lesson by playing a little game. We're going to play this game together. It's absolutely easy peasy, okay? And what I'd like is, if you're able, everyone, if you could stand up. This is called heads and tails, okay? Really, really easy. So I'm going to flip a coin. If you think it's going to be heads, you put your hands on your head. If you think it's going to be tails, you put your hands on your backside. And then if you're wrong, then you sit down and we just see how we go. So is it going to be heads or tails? You choose. You've got to choose, okay? So it is heads. So anyone who's still got their hands on their heads, you can stay standing up. Everyone else sit down. Thank you. Oh, good number of you went with heads. Okay, we're going to vote again. Heads or tails? It's tails. Oh, right. How many still? A few still remaining. Okay, here we go. Are you ready to vote? Okay, so heads or tails? Vote now. It is heads. Oh, not many. Oh, we've got one, two, three, four. Okay. Right, you need to vote. Heads or tails? You choose. It is Tails are two remaining. Okay, it's Nicolette and Catherine. Okay, who's it going to be? And Gracie, obviously, absolutely key to this. Okay, you've got to vote different ways, if you don't mind. Okay, heads or tails? It is heads. Well done, Catherine. Well done, Gracie. There you go, you see. Now, we kept flipping the coin. We didn't know, did we? We didn't know, and actually you had to be kind of really lucky, well done, extra lucky, get through to the end. Who knew every time? The Lord. It's every decision was from the Lord. Right through that game, every decision was from the Lord. And that's just a great encouragement, isn't it, to us, that actually God is in control, no matter what happens. Sometimes we can feel that when we're making hard decisions, we think, oh, it's kind of all down to me. And if I make the wrong decision, oh, it'll be a complete disaster. And it'll all be down to me and my big mistake and or me making the wrong choice. And we just need to remember, no, actually, we are in God's hands. He is ultimately in control. So trust in him. Try to make a good decision, a wise decision. Don't rush, get advice. But God is in control. Remember that. And then also obey him. Let's obey him. Let's say those verses one more time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. And he will make your paths straight. In all your ways, submit to him. In other words, whatever you do, always think, am I doing what God wants? Am I obeying the Lord? Would this please the Lord? So it's a little bit like my lovely tower, which I'm feeling very, very proud of. And I think, I love my tower, but I just sort of need something to finish it off. And so I look around and I see something which I know somebody made. I'm not quite sure who made this, but I know that I don't want to kind of play around with it or break it. And so, but then I think, my tower could really do with something extra special. So I think I'm just going to stick this on top. And do you think I should do that? No, probably shouldn't do it. I probably shouldn't do it. Because I need to look after something that somebody else has made. In all the decisions that we make, we need to think, actually, most of all, is what would please God? What does he want? And if we put that together with everything else we've learned today, then that will help us to make wise decisions. So in all the different things we may be facing, maybe you're facing a difficult decision at the moment, or maybe today, you'll be in a situation where you think, oh, what should I do? Well, let's remember these lessons. Don't rush. Don't do the first thing that comes into your head. Get good advice. Don't assume that you always know the answer. Speak to others who can help you. And then above all, put God first. Trust him. He's in control. But think, what can I do to please him? Well, we're going to turn to pray now. I'm going to lead us, and we're going to start by praying about the things that we've been learning about wisdom and decisions.